that's an affirmation that contradicts the other one. Mm-hmm. So it stopped the momentum. Mm-hmm. So then you say, but I believe in the laws of the universe, and I'm working in concert with the laws of the universe in order to achieve wonderful things. Really good affirmation. But things are not going very well for me. Sort of anti-affirmation. And so the whole point of it, it's not what you say, and we don't want you to just memorize a bunch of affirmations that you begin repeating, unless they're so good that they just really make you feel it every time you say it. We want you to just think them up and say new ones and be creative on the affirmation front. Be a genius at positive affirmations. Look for endless ways of saying it in ways that make you feel it so that it doesn't just become something that you say. Today, no matter where I'm going, no matter what I'm doing, and no matter who I'm doing it with, it is my dominant intent for look for what I'm wanting to see. Today, no matter where I'm going, and no matter what I'm doing, no matter who I'm doing it with, it is my dominant intent to look for what I'm wanting to see. Today, no matter where I'm going, what I'm doing, no matter who I'm doing it with, it is my dominant intent to look for what I want to see. Today, no matter where I'm going, what I'm doing, it is my dominant intent to look for what I want to see. And we say, you really might as well just say blah, 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 because it's not moving any energy. But if you say, today I want to be alive and responsive to what I'm doing, and I want to be aware of how I'm feeling, and I want to mix it up with a lot of people, and I want to have a lot of fun, and it is my dominant intent to be aware of how I feel as I'm moving through conversations or even through thoughts in my own head, and I want to be in the vortex, and I know how to do it, and if I find myself out of it, no big deal, I'll just make an effort to get in, but my dominant intent today is to be as close to or inside the vortex as I can be on as many subjects as I consider today. Just free-flowing, free-form, constant affirmation of success. Good. What else?
So I had a question.
Get in there.
Okay. I had a question. I don't know that this is how it works or not or anything. So that's why I had the question. But the non-physical realm, does that have any input into, you know, when we kind of get in a spiral of the thoughts that pop into our head, like a negative spiral or a positive spiral, and then those other thoughts pop in, is there any assistance from the non-physical realm in the momentum of that?
The assist, not ever in the momentum of negative emotion. Never.
Okay.
Negative emotion is all momentum that you've picked up along your physical trail. So here's how it works. So you were source energy and are source energy, and life causes you to ask for more. And law of attraction responding to what you've asked for, now that's momentum. That's powerful momentum. And if you're not doing that thing you do that holds you away, if you're not doing the anti-affirmation, the vortex will draw you to it. And so it's only the conversation that you have that is opposite of that that keeps you from flowing easily to it, you see. So sometimes Esther will say to us, Abraham, give me some words about such and such. And we always tease her a little bit because she's discovered Jerry can sit and ask for a conversation with Abraham, and Esther in some ways hears it, but it is not nearly as beneficial to Esther as when she does the work herself. And so what you're not asking for source to tell you what to do or even give you the words. What you're really asking for is for you to find a way to line up with that which source is. You cannot separate yourself in your physical form from that broader non-physical aspect that is you. But you can pinch it off, and that's what negative emotion is. So in answer to your very sincere question, Source so knows who you are and what you want, and so adores everything that you are, and holds you steadily and constantly in the understanding that all of that not only can be, but is. That's the value that Source has for you. Source knows you and adores you and holds the vibration of all of that and calls you by law of attraction steadily toward that. In other words, the larger part of you is that, you see. But most of you picked up some habits you saw with some of the conversations that we have. People really have learned to argue hard for their